I'm just going to introduce what our friends from Great Commission Church are going to share. I'm just going to read these verses together. In Matthew 24, Jesus said, "This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." And that's a wonderful promise, because I don't know about you watching the news this week with our Prime Minister kind of trying to be as nice as possible to Donald Trump, and you know, and he looked pretty desperate to me. And then a couple of days later, a blazing row, Trump and Vance shouting their heads off with Zelensky. You kind of think, Jesus, we need someone who knows what they're doing leading this planet. But Jesus said, if we'll get the gospel to the whole world, to all nations, then he'll come back. Amen. Yes, Matthew 24:14, well spotted. I made a typo error. It's not verse 24, it's verse 14. Well spotted, Diana. So, and then in Luke chapter 10, it says, the Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places he planned to visit. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Now go and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Don't take any money with you, nor a traveller's bag, nor an extra pair of sandals. And don't stop to greet anyone on the road. Whenever you enter someone's home, first say, may God's peace be on this house. If those who live there are peaceful, the blessing will stand. If they are not, the blessing will return to you. Don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve their pay. If you enter a town and it welcomes you, eat whatever is set before you, heal the sick, and tell them the kingdom of God is near you now. And we're going to hear some testimonies in a few minutes about how God, Christians are still doing that today. Obviously, we're wanting to do that with the people in our everyday lives. But going overseas and doing this, we'll hear about how God's working in that way. And then the final slide. These are the countries in red where there is least penetration of the good news of Jesus Christ on the planet. And they all lie between the lines of latitude 10 degrees to 40 degrees. So someone came up with the title, the 1040 window. And there are 68 countries in that window. And nearly 70% of the ethnic groups in these countries are considered unreached. And they have a total population of 3 billion people. So if we want to see Jesus promise that this gospel of the kingdom will go in all, be preached in all the world to all the nations, then this is a very important target nations for us to be praying for and going to visit if we can. And it says here, by unreached, they mean there is no thriving local church movement in those ethnic groups. Some of the world's largest unreached ethnic groups, the Sheikh, I don't know who they are, Yadava, don't know who they are, Turks, I've heard of them, Moroccan Arabs, Mark and Alia spent 10 years with them, the Pashtun, they're in Afghanistan and Pakistan, I've heard of them, the Jat, I think they might be in India, and the Burmese, they call this region home. So that's just a little introduction to what we're going to hand over now to Diana, who I'll just put the lights on. So let's welcome Diana to share with her team what God is doing. And do you want to use this lectern, Diana? Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I praise the Lord for giving us an opportunity to be here in your church, and I praise God for the life of your pastor, Pastor John, whom we know has taken up Vision School before. Although it was online, I believe that he has received the heart of God in his vision, especially for the 1040 window. Hence, continuing to allow us to come and share the vision to you. Before we start, let me just say a prayer. Father God, we are so grateful for truly you would want your heart and your vision to be given to all your children. Lord, you're coming very soon. But as we have read, O Lord God, from your word, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all nations. And then the end will come. So Lord, help us to understand this even more further. Lord, would you speak to our hearts? And Lord, would you give us a new vision, O Lord God, as to what really the reason is for this life that you have given to us. Why you came and saved us. And why you continue to love all nations. Lord, it is only by your word that we will be able to understand. So Lord, speak through me. I have nothing to share. My heart, O Lord God, is wicked. It is only through your heart, O Lord God, that your people will really understand your very heart. So Lord God, sanctify this place. Sanctify each and every one, O Lord God, so that we will be ready to hear and receive, O Lord God, your word. In your most precious name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. I am so grateful for this time that we are given. 20 minutes. Yes, so please, Isaac, please, just show the video for us.
When we hear about sharing the gospel to unreached nations, it usually seems irrelevant to our lives. But on the contrary, the Bible points to the fact that sharing the gospel to all nations is the central drama on the human stage. We have to wait to see that the movement of the gospel determines the course and the close of human history.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, bear witness unto all nations. And then, till the end come.
So what does this have to do with us? What is God's plan? Only one thing. To rise up as workers for his harvest field. God is calling us to receive his vision and go to the nations, to reap a harvest amongst the lost. His heart is knocking on our doors. Will you receive? We're made for something bigger, something higher, not my vision, but God's vision.
This is God's vision for all tongues, all nations, all languages come together to worship God, to lift palm branches and proclaim, you know, worthy is the Lamb who sits on the throne, who is Jesus Christ. And as we have seen in the video, the person that's talking is saying that God is knocking at our hearts. Yeah. Are we able to open it? Are we willing to open it for this vision? My name is Sister Diana. I'm from the Great Commission Ministry, as what Pastor said. We are a small church in Wolf's Great Baptist Church, and probably around 40, 50 sometimes, but still a small church. But the Vision School came to our church in year 2019, but Vision School actually came here in the UK, in London, 2018. That was the first Vision School. This is from InterCP International, a Korean missions organization that actually only focuses on the 1040 windows. So during the Lausanne conference in Switzerland, where it was found that the concentration of missions were to those places that already has a lot of Christians, like many churches, and that it was found that at 1040 windows there's not a lot of missionaries going there, that stirred up the heart of the founder of the organization, and it spread throughout the nations, and it came to England. But we see that the purpose is actually biblical, and as we have seen in Matthew 24:14, it is actually Jesus himself who said this. He said that the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached, shall be proclaimed to all nations. As what? As a testimony. Each one of us has a testimony of how we have received and heard the gospel and how we are living that gospel now. But as we have read also in Luke chapter 10, especially in verse 2, it said that the harvest truly is plentiful, but the workers are so few. Amen. I found this when I went first to Turkey. So you may think, oh, Turkey is already an open country. But actually, there is less than 1% of Christians in Turkey. As much as they are secular Muslims, still, the prevalent religion is Islam. Amen. So when I went there, I met a lot of friends, and especially young generation who were so open to the word of God, to the gospel. And we met them, we were able to share to them. And of course, this short-term mission trip is only for 2 weeks. So this trips can be done in a short term, or it can be a long term. Short term, as short as 2 weeks. Some are 10 days. Some are 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. And however long you want to serve God. Amen. But the trip that I participated in is 2 weeks in Turkey, first of all. And as I was leaving the nation, my heart was so crushed. I was crying. This is just for 2 weeks, right? Because I felt like, Lord, after birthing this, like Timothy's, why am I leaving them now, right? So as I was in the coach, I was thinking, Lord, why my tears couldn't stop crying, could stop falling. But then the Lord gave me reassurance. He gave me this word, Luke 10:2. My purpose for you is finished now, right? But come back. Bring more brothers and sisters here. And I received peace. I received peace from the Lord. So then when I came back, I started, even as insignificant as I am, you know, like you're not known to anybody, you know, but the Lord knows you. And he assigns his task to every one of us, right? And when I received that, I thought, Lord, that's the word from you. And I will follow. I will obey. And that's when the Lord started opening opportunities for us to go to churches and sharing this vision to many churches now. And I thank the Lord for also your church for opening to us and hearing what God has to share in what he's doing in the nations right now. Amen. So after that, the following year, I went back to Turkey. Praise God. He allowed me to go back again for 2 weeks again with 9 more sisters with me this time from UK. Praise God. So, and ever since we committed, we will be praying. We'll continue to pray for this nation so that God will send many more workers to share in the work. But it's not only in Turkey that workers are needed. As you have seen, there are 68 countries that are waiting. No, there are 68 countries that are oblivious that their destiny is eternal separation from God. If no one goes there, they will not hear the gospel. They will not hear of this testimony. They will not have relationship, genuine relationship with Jesus Christ, whom we know and love, whom we enjoy, right? But his command, his very command, Jesus' very command to the 72 in verse 2, Luke 10, pray to the Lord of the harvest. And that is what we've done since then. Pray. So we were desperate, crying out to the Lord, Lord, send more workers, open more churches to hear your vision, to see your heart, and not just see, but also receive. Because it is only then that they will be able to understand what you really want to happen in this end time. Yes, we all are aware the signs of the times are here, right? We know that. And we are so, you know, excited in anticipation of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yet, what about the other nations? What about the other nations? God promised the blessing to all nations through Abraham. Not just to one nation, not just for the Israelites. And that's the reason why we as Gentiles now are enjoying our relationship with him. And yet there are those who do not know their destiny. They thought that what they believe in, that the enemy, the lies of the enemy have sown to them for many years, right, will bring them eternal damnation. And how shall they hear if nobody goes? And if nobody sends, no one will go. And God is calling to each and every one of us. Every church is that name, the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to rise up to this end time mission. There's only a few more unreached people groups. Right? You will learn that in vision school. But first and foremost, you know, you may think that's not for me, because I am already busy, Sister Diane, with my personal life. Right? Family is so busy. Work is so busy. Even in church, even in ministry, I am so busy. I serve in various ministries in the church. But you see, that was also my perspective. When I first heard of Vision School 2018, I was so cynical. I was like, Lord, clearly, you know, this is for special people, those that are specially called for this purpose. But when I went back, the name of our church is the Great Commission Ministry. So I went back to our verse, Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And Jesus himself was talking to the disciples. He didn't say, okay, Peter, James, and John, you're the closest to me. The three of you, you go to all nations and make disciples. He didn't even say, okay, just the chosen few, you go to the nations and make disciples. No. He said, go. The command is for us to go. Right? And his promise, as we know all this in Acts 1:8, he said that you will be witnesses. This is what Jesus is saying, that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all nations as a testimony. You will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Samaria, in Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. That is the purpose of our salvation, that we do not just keep this to ourselves, but also to be disciples to all nations. Amen. Amen. So after that, we kept going on doing vision school, and the Lord is opening up many more branches here in UK. And I adopted a nation called Tunisia. Tunisia is not so far away from us. It's only like 3 hours plane ride. And when we went there, we saw the condition of the nation. We went there during the summertime, so obviously it was so dry. So dry. The heat was unbearable. And we were praying, and we understood that the condition of this nation is also the same. Spiritual condition is so dry. It needs water. It needs the gospel. It needs the word of God to regenerate, to bring life to this nation. And when we came back, there were only 4 of us ladies who went there at that time. But we came back and we also received the same thing, same command. Bring more harvest workers so that the gospel can be saturated in every places of Tunisia. And henceforth, I brought our 2YGs, young generation. It's not only the adult generation that can do this, that are called to do this, but also every generation. It's intergenerational. So don't think that you are young, right? Don't think that you are only 15 or 14, that you cannot take part in this. Everyone is called to share the gospel. Amen. So I'm going to call the 2 young generation to share their testimonies.
Hello, everyone. Hello. My name is Josh, and thank you, Pastor, for giving us the opportunity to share the goodness of God in the nations. So Ryan and I went to Tunisia last December for 10 days, where we spread the gospel to the unreached. And first off, I would like to share my journey of Vision School as well. Through Vision School, I was able to see and receive God's heart for these nations, and knowing it's a command to spread the gospel. And I was so encouraged to go. And I graduated Vision School winter 2019, so that was the first year that we had it in Coventry. I really wanted to go, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to go back then because due to passport issues, so I was very discouraged. And that fire that I had to go, it was lost for like maybe 2 years later until the Lord opened another door. And that fire once started once again because I went to this, we went to this conference in Hungary where they shared more grace of how God was working in the nations. The fire lit up once again, and I really wanted to go again. And praise God, I was able to go to Tunisia last December, and I received so much grace. Do you have the picture? Of the oh, okay. So during our, so this is our team. And those are the it was 9 of us, right? 9 of us and 8 other brothers were able to go. We praise God. And next picture.
You keep going, I'll walk round with them. Yes. If we didn't get it organized.
That's okay. It's okay. Yeah. And then on around the third day in Tunisia, me and 2 other brothers went to a city which was about two hours away from the capital, and we decided to have lunch once we got there, and then we started to walk around. So this is me and the 2 other brothers. And after we had our lunch, we found this cafe, okay, and we decided to pray to God that He was able to send us people to talk about Him. And the Lord sent us this sister that you will see. And she was actually the owner of the cafe. Yes, this sister over here. And we were just like, we were reading this booklet to learn the language so that we can communicate with them. And she noticed that, so she was like reading the booklet as well. And she was very happy, so we were able to bond with her in that aspect. And we were able to share about Jesus, like Jesus loves you and you can accept him into your life. And we shared our testimonies of how God revealed himself to us as well. So she was really happy, we were able to pray for her. And 3 days later, we had a chance to revisit. So we came back to the city, and this time she wasn't as happy. She was a bit sad, she was a bit down, and we noticed that. So we were asking, sister, you know, why are you feeling so down? You know, are you going through something personally? And then she said, you know, I've been fasting because I long to meet you guys again. I miss you guys. So we were we felt so, you know, we were like, we saw that opportunity again to talk about the Lord, about Jesus. And we said that, it's okay. We said that although you may feel lonely or you have like this missing, you have this void in your life, the Lord can fill that up for you. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. So we had the opportunity to talk about Jesus again to her, and we prayed for her once again. And then later on, she invited us for dinner. And keep in mind, maybe like around 8 in the afternoon, that's where like restaurants close in Tunisia, especially in that city. So we were like, sister, are you sure? Like, are you sure you want to give us dinner? And she was like, it's okay. So she paid for our dinner, and we were able to, you know, bond with her again and have more time with her. And then she, all of a sudden, she started smiling again. She started being more happy, just like the first time we met her. And then we were able to, well, I forgot to say this, but since she didn't speak that much English, we communicated through Translate. So that's how we were able to talk to her. And then she spoke into the phone with a smile, and we read the English translation. It said, I accept and love my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And through this, I have hope. We literally stood there and stared at each other, me and my brothers. But we were so blessed and filled with grace, because the Lord not only showed us to trust in him, but to trust his people that he sent us to talk to. And, you know, through Vision School, I was able to see that the Lord has many more people, just like the sister, who are in need of a savior, and that there's a hope out there. So I encourage you guys to take Vision School and see the heart of God and the desire for this gospel to be preached to all nations. Praise God.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ryan, and I also joined and graduated Vision School in 2019. I was 12 at that time. And the first time I went to a nation was in 2022, and I went to Turkey, and back then it was only me from UK, from around my age, and so there was difficulties in my team itself with language barriers. And so even though there was grace there, I felt I needed to go back. And so I tried to go back for a month, but due to complications with school and a lack of people for a team, I couldn't go. And so after that, I would join the Vision Schools to serve there as media. And through that, I regained the fire that I had for the nations, because through Vision School, we can see that the ways that God uses the people who go out, the missionaries, that the testimonies I've heard, they sometimes sound like they don't sound real because of the way that God has moved through them. But once I heard that people from my church were going, I had to ask them if I could join because I've wanted to join. Again, no matter which nation it would be, and so I joined to Tunisia for 10 days, where we went to the capital and to cities like 1 hour and 3 hours away, and the main grace that I received from that was one soul who we met through prayer, which prayer was very important in our ministry there, because throughout almost the whole time I was ill, and God still used me, as whenever I would speak with the people, I wouldn't feel this illness at all. And so even though I was ill the whole time, God was able to use me through not only the prayers of our team, but the prayers of our church and other people who were praying for me and my team. And so one brother prayed for finding somebody, because that whole day we weren't able to find anyone. And so we met one brother after his prayer was finished. He left the house, and if there's two more slides after that, so this one and then one more. This one. It's that's the main person we spoke to, because this person is his friend who had to go to the Sahara Desert as a police officer. And so this brother that we met, we spoke with him the whole day. God used him to bring us to an accommodation and to provide us with food. And so we praise God for his life. And through the whole day we had with him, we were able to talk about God and Jesus, and he was open to talk to us about that. Even though he was very firm in Islam, he was still open to hearing about Jesus, which we praise God for, because our team had the belief that as long as we planted the seed of Jesus to them, that they hear about Jesus, and our belief about Jesus, that he will use that and he will open their hearts. And so this brother, before the end of the day, we were able to give him a Bible. And so we were able to give him a Bible, which we praise God for, and that even though we weren't able to see him the day after because he overslept, we still praise God for the communication that our brothers have with him today. And so with this, for us, we were able to do this because of Vision School. We were able to learn how to share the gospel with them, but also to just make friends with them and to live with them, so that we would be able to not just be there just as like a thing that's forced, that we're like meant to do, but something that we want to do, and something that God and our heart is leading us to do, that we want to serve him. And so that's all from our testimony. And so
thank you. As I have mentioned to you, the ministry is intergenerational. young people, there are children. Like recently, there are some pastors and church leaders, 15 of them from UK, Brazil, and Angola. They just came back last Sunday, and they were composed of children from the age of 6 to 6-10, and then two 60s, up to 69 years old. So, yes, we praise God that an army is actually going and obeying the call of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, why are we saying this? What is the purpose why we came here? It's because, as I've said, we have prayed for the Lord of the harvest to send more harvest workers. And who will these harvest workers be but his children? Amen? Those who don't know Jesus Christ would not follow this. But those who are true and genuine disciples of Jesus Christ will heed and will answer his call. And you may be thinking, there might be, you know, I'm not cut up for that. I don't have much knowledge of the Bible. Yeah, I think I need to know more doctrine. But you will realize that whatever you have, how many fish and loaves of bread you have, if you're willing to offer it, God will multiply it for the salvation of these nations. Amen? And you may think that for 2 weeks, so what was the fruit? You left them, right? You left them, we left them. But I'd like to encourage you all, if you show the... So this is a picture of a friend, an orphan really, an orphan house where the Lord led us. Remember when Jesus sent the disciples 2 by 2, Jesus said, has given the instruction, go into houses, stay there, right? Spend the time. So this is what happened to this occasion. An orphan house, 2 sisters, 1 brother. Yes. So this was the orphan sisters. This is our woman of peace. Around 21. Yeah, they have no mom and dad anymore. And yet the Lord led us to them. And they offer their house. They opened their house. They fed us. And desired to hear of what we may share to them. And the most precious thing was this woman, this young lady, she said, you know, can you give me a song that I can remember you for? And I said, I was taken aback. I was like, Lord, I don't want to answer quickly because I want to hear from you. And so I said, can I pray about it and then come back to you on that? And then the Lord, throughout the conversation, reminded me of the song of John 3:16. So for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And so from that song, they were able to ask, what does that mean? And through that, they received the gospel of Jesus Christ. These 2 sisters, right? So, and this one sister, we were praying. Me and Sister Melusha was with me, and we were praying for this even one Samaritan woman, just like Jesus who met the Samaritan woman at the well. Nobody was going to the well because it was so, like midday, it was so hot, and nobody would dare to go there. And plus, she was ashamed of you know, her lifestyle. People are talking about her, so she had no integrity. And yet, we said, Lord, we don't want to finish this day fruitless. We believe that you have a harvest here. And come 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we met them. right? And she started sharing to them, oh, we've met these Christians. We've met these tourist Christians. So they bought this cousin. I spoke to an uncle and to a granddad on the phone. They were so excited. They felt the joy. They felt the presence of God when we enter their house. And that's how, you know, we realize, Lord, this is what happens when we obey you. You allow us to experience what actually happened at that time, how you did your ministry. And this is what we're doing. So then what happens? We left, right? We left after 2 weeks. Next slide, please. So then the long-term missionary that served us got connected to the two sisters, right? The two sisters. So the discipleship continues. We, as those who enter the house, continue to communicate with them through WhatsApp and continue to share the gospel to them. While the long-term missionaries meets them. And so this, they met at a restaurant. And then the next time they sent me this letter as a report, this photo as a report, that they have already invited her to their house. Shared a meal and continued the discipleship. Brothers and sisters, your toiling, your hard work will always bear fruit because God is there. This is God's calling to each and every one of us. This is God's heart that not only us who bears Jesus Christ would just enjoy it. He wants for everyone to be saved. But who will go? And as Pastor said earlier, let us pray for God to send you. Amen. Amen. With this, I think I'll just share one more video, and then we will pray.
What I think we'll do is we'll take communion first. Okay. And then you can show the video. So, so Coralie's just going to lead us in a time of communion. And then there's one more video that you can shout if you'd rather. So, would someone like to bring the bread and the cups round, please?
So, I was reminded yesterday by John that I was to do this today. So I quickly started a communion Bible study thing on the app. So if any of this is wrong, please let me know, but I doubt it is. So what I come across was it said that communion is a key pillar to victorious Christian living. It says, the communion or the act of breaking bread is a key pillar for a victorious Christian life. This is one of the activities that should regularly take place in a Bible-believing church. Then it goes on to say, the bit that I want, that when you're a child and you do the communion, you don't really get it, but you just go along with it and experience it. But then this guy who's written this, or lady, said that their friend constantly broke bread over different issues in his life and saw the Lord solved the problems of the issues that his friend broke bread over, and it kind of was a bit of a revelation to him that he could actually, or she could actually, thank you, could actually do it themselves and for with the purpose of solving God solving a particular problem that they have. So this was new to me and I was like, I'm not sure if this is correct or not. So I asked John and he said it seems good, but he hadn't had a chance to verify 100%. I quite like that idea though, that you can do it on your own and you can do it for a specific situation that you care about or need help from God with, and that the power that it gives God to work in that aspect of your life. So when we take this communion this morning, I encourage you to think about maybe what we've spoke about this morning, or maybe something else that God's put on your heart that you really want him to be involved in your life at the moment, and just thank him for the power that breaking bread and taking the wine and what Jesus done on the cross for us gives us in our lives. Amen.
Just so, you know, as we take this bread, we want to thank you, Lord, for that sacrifice. And let's just invite the Holy Spirit to speak to us about his plans and purposes for our life. You know, the bread includes the blessing of healing, health and healing, so that we're well enough to serve the Lord and go wherever he sends us. And the cup represents the blood of Jesus that makes us pure, righteous and holy before God and empowers us to live as Jesus did and to obey him and go wherever he sends us. So as we take this cup, let's just use it to dedicate ourselves to the Lord afresh and say, you gave your life for me, I give my life afresh to you today to use however you want. Amen. So I'm going to ask Sister Diana to just lead us in prayer. And then, because time's getting on, I think we'll show the video then after. But you lead us in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we thank you for your life that was poured out upon us. Thank you even for your resurrection, O God. Because then we have power, O Lord God, to live this life victoriously. Thank you so much for this remembrance, O Lord God. And we will continue to do this, O Lord God, remembering what you have done on the cross as a sacrifice for us. Lord, you are coming back soon. And Lord, for the gospel to be preached, O Lord God, your children must come together and work together, O Lord God, in the harvest field. Lord, I pray that many from this church, O Lord God, will desire to take part, O Lord God, in what you are doing, O God. Lord, they may not understand, O Lord God, what we may be talking about. But Lord, I pray that they will be excited, O Lord God, to just come and see what you are offering to them. And that they will be blessed, O Lord God. Thank you so much for everyone that have heard, O Lord God, of your calling to them. Your children are here, O Lord God. Lord, they have heard, O Lord God, your call. Lord, would you speak to them? Would you continue to knock on their hearts? And Lord, may they receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister. So thank you. A big thank you to all of you that have come from Great Commission Ministry. Let's express our appreciation to God. And so there's a 5-minute video that just gives you a feel of what God's doing, particularly with younger people you'll see on the video, all around the world, many different nations who are catching the Holy Spirit's call to go and share Jesus all around the world. And then if you want to get a drink while you're watching that, you can. If you want to sit and watch it, just do that. So, okay, Isaac.
Thank you. पहले इतना मजा नहीं था आता ना इबादतों में, और फर्स्ट टाइम में मैंने देखी है, बहुत मजा आ रहा है, बहुत मजा आ रहा है। ये जाने से बाहर जाने को दिल ही नहीं कर रहा है।
Рада, что мы все вместе сегодня первый день встретились и мы поклонялись Господу. Я очень рада видеть такую молодежь, жаждущую молодежь, которая всего сердца она поклоняется Господу.
Вот это смех у лайбада, я нахасит, но он жад Раббана, у кана миска бруха алей.
하나님이 계시다면 나한테 이런 상처를 줄 수 있을까 싶을 정도로 가정에서 너무 힘들었거든요. 비전스쿨을 받기 시작하면서 하나님께서 저를 진짜 사랑해 주신다는 마음을 엄청 주셨고
حياتي قبل كنت قلب على الحب في المكان مي دابا كلشي تبدل ما بقيت وليت شبعانه من الحب ديال الله شبعانه الحب ديال يسوع وانك تحب الاخر كيف ما انا كنت قبل ما كنهضرش مع الناس دابا كلشي تبدل وليت كنبغي كلشي
من قبل كنت متمرد في حياتي وكمان
أنا بدي أبشر عن يسوع وهلا كمان أنا أبشر عن يسوع في مدرسة وفي أصدقائي
개인주의가 강해서 진짜 저만 생각했던 사람이었는데 근데 비전 스쿨 듣고 나서는 다른 사람들을 돌보고 다른 사람들을 위해서 기도하고
مثلا سمك القيوب ده بعض مثلا مواد مثلا مثلا سيوار ميكشده منه بالكول انه مثلا زندگی مثلا جور سر میکردم ولی بعضی که مثلا تو با ریو خدا ناشنا شدم دیگه این خالقا مثلا پور شده از اونی بعد از اونی بعد پور شده یعنی که واقعا داشت مثل آتش مثل یک چیز گرم کنه داشت مثلا پور میشد
can know what it is that God is doing in the world today and how they can be part of God's history how God is moving history and why are we alive today
همه ما همینجوری به این دنیا نیومدیم حتما یک هدف داریم حتما یک ماموریت داریم که
I'm thankful for God to change my life and show me the direction and the purpose of my life
before I was just want to live for future for my life for normal life but now I have vision I want a God beauty
서로 예수님을 향한 그 목적이 다르고 비전이 다르니까 나를 위해 나의 어떤 것을 위해 살고라는 것들이 있었는데 성도들이 하나로 비전이 모아지니까 무엇을 섬겨도 같은 마음
And so that's a big shift that's been occurring in our church. Vision School has really helped us to see that we need to be longing for the return of Jesus Christ.
Enfant de Dieu, mais déjà le savoir exactement quelle est sa volonté.
Eye-opening to see the things happening around the world.
Give me a different perspective.
I get something that I never get in my life.
Les enseignements aussi et puis meet people.
صار قلبي مفتح أكثر عشان هاي الدول.
Working for the Lord, not focusing on yourself.
أن الرب بدي أنا منها بيسي.
It transforms my passion.
ننطلق انطلاق جديد من اليوم.
This will like change your life.